This is Marina Pacini interviewing Sandy Webster on March 13th, 1990 at the Sandy Webster Gallery on Locust Street in Philadelphia for the Archives of American Art. My first question is, could you tell me about your background? Something about your parents, you know, did they, was there any interest in the family and art? You know, what they did, when you were born, you know, general background questions.
I think the main memory that I have of my parents with relation to art and all avenues of culture was that very early in my childhood, they encouraged me to be aware. It didn't come from anything in their personal backgrounds. Both of my parents were first generation Americans, and my father especially had a very, very intense love of learning. And for as long as he lived, for every occasion that I got a gift, there was the gift and then there was a book. And the books usually revolved around classical music or art or poetry or Shakespeare or some avenue of culture. And this occurred very early on. So I would say that it was just intrinsic in my expectation of life that there should be an involvement with art and music and literature.
When were you born? What year?
Oh, that's the one thing I don't want to answer.
Okay.
Of all the things, okay. I was born December 29th, 1932.
Okay. Did you study art? Yeah, at what point did you start studying art? Did you take any classes in high school, college?
Well, I had the usual unfortunate art experience in school, which was the teacher always trying to direct the nature of the art. But art was not really my first interest. I was a physics major at Temple University and a Spanish minor. And actually, my original first interest was to be a journalist because my uncle was a newspaper man and I revered him and I thought that would be a nifty thing to do. But when I was challenged as a woman taking physics in my senior year in high school, I said, well, that's because I'm going to be a physics major. And that's how I ended up being a physics major, and that utterly inconceivable way. So my interest with art was probably an ongoing thing. The first piece of art I ever bought was when I was 12 years old at the clothesline exhibit in Rittenhouse Square in Philadelphia. And it cost $10 and it was a Helen Siegel print of children in the park. And each year my mother would bring me down to the square and I was allowed to make some small purchase. I also recall that on various birthdays I was given prints of the Degas dancers because dance was another thing that I was very, very involved with. I, at one time, considered being a dancer contemporary a la Martha Graham, but my father quickly nixed that. That was just not what nice girls did. And college was definitely the avenue to pursue. So I would say that my interest in art happened without my knowing that it was happening. And always was involved. I remember when I first got married at a very early age, before we even bought furniture, we went down and bought a Diego Rivera print and a Van Gogh Starry Night, and that was the big thing. And of course, from there on, we started to buy original artwork. And in all of the times, art was an essential part of my life.
Did your parents buy artwork? Was there some in your home? Originals?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh yes, actually my mother had friends who were very involved with artists. They were kind of, 40s bohemians and part of that scene with the folk music and all was involved with art. And so my mother did buy several prints, original graphics, wood blocks and etchings and stuff, which I had and then I have passed on to my children. Yes, I haven't thought about that in a long time, but yes,